earth, sky.
We know that the brain is musical because there are specific neural circuits, and by that I mean specific regions of the brain, dedicated to processing music and nothing else. Our brain structure changes every time we learn something new.
You're listening to Daniel Levitin, professor of psychology and music at McGill University of Montreal. Dr. Levitin said that music activates neurons in more regions of the brain than almost anything else scientists know of. He said that music causes the release of neurochemicals in our brains.
For example, listening to music you like causes a release of dopamine, the so-called feel-good hormone. And on the opposite side, listening to music you hate will activate the amygdala, the brain's fight or flight center, and that'll cause a release of adrenaline.
Dr. Levitin said that we're all musical experts because we know the kind of music that resonates with us on an emotional level.
And we see this, in fact, in the way people incorporate music into their lives. A lot of people use a certain kind of music to get going in the morning, to get out of bed, to get them through an exercise workout, to calm themselves down at the end of the day. We're using music in the same way we use drugs, really, for emotional regulation, partly because of the way it can modulate our neurochemistry, affecting our moods.
I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.